Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, this is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I am Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Oh, see a swig of tea there. Recording this early in the morning. It's one of those perfect cups of tea, Sam.
Lovely. By the way. Lovely.
A little sip of it.
Any learnings from its from when you made it? When you realise it's perfect, do you take any learnings?
Don't remember what I did. It's like one of them things, sometimes those worrying things when you're driving down a familiar road and you realise you've gone through an area and you don't even realise you've done it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm here now. Oh, I didn't realise.
So then you can't think, well, you think, what made this perfect? I'll do it every time, but you can't remember.
I don't know. It's just instinct. I brewed from the gut, I think.
Yeah. Often it's brew gut time. Brewing. That's the biggest variable when I have tea. It's like I always put the same amount of tea in the pot. I also always put the same amount of milk in and water in. Mm. And so the only variable really is the brew time, which can vary pretty wildly. Because I've made it in a pot, I'll then sort of wander off. Sometimes I'll forget about it. Or sometimes I'll be impatient and pour it too soon. That's the worst. I'd rather it be slightly stewed than too weak.
Oh, God, yeah, every time. Every time.
When you go away...
Something other than nothing.
I was away, at the weekend, and I ended up in, like, a sort of a tea shop. A tea shop. Very much in the vibe of, Mrs. Blenner Hatchet, call the police, kind of vibes.
Yes.
Right. And
we've got some mods in the shop.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Well, they might be rockers, I'm not sure.
It's unbelievable. Like, I'm at the stage where I rarely order tea when I'm out and about because I've become so particular that it is, you know, I've become precious. I've become a right precious twat about it. But to me, it's just not worth the bother. Because even this place, I thought, well, this is quite old school, right? They might have the right idea. So I ordered a pot of tea for two. And I left it. It was a largish pot, and I left it for a good 5 minutes. I think 3 minutes is optimum brew time, but I left it for five because I had a strong suspicion they would have under-teed it. And I poured it out, and it was like weak piss. And I'm not being funny. In the end, I had to go back and say, can you give me an extra bag, please? I don't mind paying. I said that as a power play. Right, because you never know in some of these places. You go, well, if it's an extra bag you want. So I just go, look, I don't mind paying. It's like in the cream tea shops in the Isle of Wight, where I end up saying I'll buy cream for everyone in the shop because they never give you enough cream. They're so tight-fisted, these people, right? And I go,
has it always been like that, or is it a current sort of cost of living?
No,
inflation.
That is England. That is England.
That's England.
It's mean-minded, petty-minded people, right? That is our island folk are like that, right? There is no joy or generosity in day-to-day life. So you go, can I have an extra tea bag? Because if not, this is just water that's been, like, tainted slightly by the flavour of tea. Once you add the milk, this is like, do I look like a fucking kid? I need a man's cup of tea. Do you know what I mean? Too much weak tea. Tea shops of Britain, if in doubt, put an extra bag in. In fact, put fucking two in. It's only a tea bag. It's not going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. My son did his work experience week this week. And one of the things that he came up with, which is the most important thing from the week, was, Dad, tea's really important when you're working, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yes, son. Yes, it is. Well yeah. observed.
You just got to be at the tea so, all day. But that's all right, because there's an element of control. If you're making it, you know. Or even if it's a colleague thing. And you can brief them quite specifically, you know.
Actually, well, I'll tell you where he did his work experience, because it's over now. No one's going to go in there and try and stalk him. he did it at Poprex.
Right.
Which is our... the Sunderland wing of Top Flight Time Machine. HQ
yeah.
if you like. they did it there. And I had a cup of tea there last week. I went in for breakfast one day.
Yeah.
And I got a cup of tea and they presented it. The you got a nice mug of hot water with yeah. the tea bag in.
Right, yeah.
And
nice.
You got your little pot of milk.
Good.
But the little pot of milk was within a slightly larger, rounder pot, like a little large bowl, a small bowl almost. So you could just
chuck your
take
bag
your time
in
with your tea bag and then put your bag in it.
Yeah.
And you could brew it to your own liking, which I thought was very, very well thought out.
That's the sensible way of serving tea.
The future.
That's sensible, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, most people are just fucking scalding hot water on one tiny fucking budget bag. It's not on.
No.
What with that? And there was a long read. You know, the Guardian do these long reads. Obviously, can't really be bothered reading it. But I think you can also listen to it. And it's about the death of the chippy.
Right.
Death of the chippy. Because, the chippies are in serious fucking bother. Right?
Yeah.
And one thing is that the price of a chippy tea is going right up as well.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because everything else is going up, so their energy bills are up, their business rates are up. And soon, there will be no chippies left, mate. That's why on Len's podcast, Grilled Cheese Media, he started a campaign to nationalise chip shops, which I think is a very good idea, because we'll be sorry when they're gone, and they're an important part
Fuck
of this
yeah.
country's history and culture. And so if anything wants fucking nationalising, it's the Great British Chippy. I can't see fucking Sunak doing that anytime soon, though, the daft cunt.
I mean, the chippy tea's up to about £13 now, I think.
It used to be just
average.
Like the budget takeaway option.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Now it's like, you know, for a family of four, that's a lot. That's, you know, that's like what, that's sort of like a restaurant
that's
meal.
Like eating out.
Yeah, it's proper
it?
Restaurant meal, that. Anyway, John Noakes. Yeah.
John Noakes, that's what we're here for. It's the John Noakes Odyssey.
There's a man who probably enjoyed a fucking chippy tea or two in his time.
Fuck yeah. We'll call it the Noakes Odyssey.
Yeah.
There's one main event in John Noakes' life that we're going to focus on, but we'll do an overview, I think. We should probably start off by looking at just who John Noakes was. Because a lot of people will be listening to this saying, John Noakes, who? What? Have they lost their minds? No,
what
very
now?
Much not.
What now, you couple
what are they
of
doing
fucking
now?
Imbeciles? You couple of broken
Why?
Down fucking idiots. Yeah, fine. Vine listens every day. And while he's listening, he's just going, Why? What are they talking about? I've been examining these two because I've heard about how they've been talking about me in unsavoury terms.
They've been
trash-talking
me.
And I don't like what I hear. They're a couple of fucking idiots. Well, Jeremy Vine, you're right. We are a couple of fucking idiots. But, you know, we're not asking to be regarded as anything more than that, to be honest.
Today on the show, is Britain's podcasting industry in a massive mess? These days, podcasters seem to be all about two middle-aged white men talking about TV presenters of the 1970s. Is that enough? Is that what you want? Call
that,
in, let us know.
Is that the standard of British broadcasting today? The country that gave the world the BBC? The country that gave the world the Dimbleby family, now reduced to listening to a couple of cunts talking about John Noakes?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. John Noakes, in case you're not familiar, was easily the best Blue Peter presenter there ever was.
And
he left in 1978, Sam.
I would say, John Noakes is way before my time of watching Blue Peter, right? I was a man of the Janet Ellis, Simon Groom and Peter Duncan generation.
Classic lineup.
classic lineup. And I still see Janet Ellis most days when I'm on my morning run.
God.
She walks the dog on the same route. Right?
I can't get my head around the fact that you can sit there and say, I see Janet Ellis most days.
Yeah,
that's just...
I have done for years. I met her once because we both appeared on The Right Stuff on Channel 5, yeah. Which, of course, was the predecessor to Jeremy Vine, right?
It's now presented by Jeremy Vine. It's called The Vine Stuff.
Yeah. So, but when it was Matthew Wright, I would occasionally go on as a panellist. And one time I was on it with Janet Ellis... But I don't feel we bonded, really. And
right.
No, that's not... I'm not saying there was any animosity either. There wasn't enough time for me to win her over. Mm. No, I didn't actually try enough. I remember that particular day being very hungover. That was a bad habit of mine in my early days of doing stuff on TV. I would think it was okay to roll in, like, severely hungover. I just sort of thought, well, you know... What's worse could happen. But very often the upshot of that would be I would sit on a live show just not talking because I'd be thinking, I hope I'm not going to throw up or something like that. Right? Wow. It's in my 20s. I mean, I wouldn't even class that as when I had a drink problem at all. That was just like, you know,
going... Just standard drinking.
Well, just when you're young and you just go out a lot of nights.
20s
and it's like,
drinking.
It feels normal to go out, doesn't it, and stay up all night.
Yeah.
But anyway... Yeah, so I don't now have the opportunity to go, oh, hi, Janet, it's me, Sam. But it's nice to see her anyway. It's reassuring to see her walking her dog. And it probably means nothing to her, but unbeknownst to her, it means the world to me to see Janet Ellis. But John Notes was before my time, but it doesn't matter because when I was a kid, he was doing Go With Noakes, which was an absolutely wonderful, life-affirming show to watch in the daytime if you were in off school or whatever.
It was his solo project, wasn't it?
It was his solo project, yeah. For many people, they prefer his solo stuff. Do you know what I mean? He was like Weller.
To the band.
He was like Weller. Some people like the solo stuff even more than the stuff that he did with the Jam or the Star Council. Mm. So he was before my time, but he was just... In the 80s, even though he was past his Blue Peter heyday, if you grew up in the 80s, everyone knew John Noakes was anyway, because he was just part of the cultural fabric, wasn't he?
He certainly was. He certainly was. A little bit of background on him. Left school at 16, joined the Royal Air Force as a mechanic. And the following year, his mother married a Canadian big band trumpeter, Alfie Noakes. And John took his surname. And then he worked for BOAC as an aircraft engine fitter, but then decided to become an actor. Took lessons, got some work, appeared in a TV police drama series called Red Cap in 1964. Then he was in Broadway. He went to Broadway for 6 months in a production of Chips with Everything. Here we go, we're back to Chips.
Yeah.
We're back to Chips again. But I think Chips are crisps on Broadway.
Yeah.
So that's confusing.
That is confusing.
Unless it was about someone called Chips. I don't know. Because that's an American name, isn't it? Or Chip. Mm. Noakes moved back to Surrey, met his wife Vicky after the Broadway thing, and then he appeared in the 1963 BBC television adaptation of Chips with Everything. Wow, I wonder if that survived. Appeared in a couple of other things on TV and then got the job of Blue Peter presenter. Biddy Baxter needed a third presenter to join Christopher Trace and Valerie Singleton, who were very much the 50s and 60s Blue Peter leaders, because it went to a twice weekly format from single weekly, so they needed... a third presenter. Biddy Baxter spotted Noakes.
See the way,
sorry to interrupt, in Leicester.
You see the way that you mentioned, you used the word leader there, right? And it made me think, like, when you say leaders, it's like a cult. And Blue Peter was like
a very... No, don't go saying that Blue Peter's a cult, Sam. That's silly.
Very British cult. And Biddy Baxter was its deranged charismatic leader.
She was our Reverend Jim Jones, or David Koresh, I think.
Jalapeño.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs.
Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Jalapeño.
I might be misremembering this, but didn't she once get everyone inside the Blue Peter studio at Television Centre and arm them all and lock all the doors?
Yeah.
And say that, and it was something like she started making demands. That was it. She said she no longer recognised the British government or state, and she would no longer abide by any of their rules. And she announced all of the men, from Noakes to Purvis to all of the cameramen and producers on the show, as her husbands.
Yeah.
And then she threatened to kill everyone indoors. But I think they sent in like special forces.
They sent an SAS.
Sent the SAS in through
the
windows. It was live, wasn't it? Didn't they get it live on the television news?
It was live, but the recordings mysteriously vanished from the archives quite soon afterwards.
Yeah, so it never goes on the history of the BBC programmes.
There's a couple of off-air recordings that people have made who watched it at the time, just on VHS, because it was in the early days of VHS. And every time someone puts them on YouTube, they disappear like within 30 minutes.
Wow.
But if you know the right people, the copies trade online.
Daily Motion.
You know, on tape. Yeah, well, not that everyone on Daily Motion, they doesn't even stick to that. Every time they go online, whatever it is, they get taken down. But they came in from, you don't know if you've ever seen the BBC studio, but they've got incredibly high ceilings.
Yeah.
Where they've got all the wires and everything and the machinery and sets come down from the sky sometimes. That's where the SAS came in, on those wires that are in the really high ceilings. And, you know, Baxter and the rest of them, they're watching the doors, but SAS came in from the ceiling, tear gassed them.
Well, didn't they drop those smoke bombs in? So everyone else became... But obviously the SAS had their masks on, so...
Yeah.
I thought they did well. Not many people died. I thought they did well to capture Baxter before she turned the gun on herself, and they didn't. I think they winged her. That was what I heard. They winged her, and then they just captured her and took her away for questioning. And it was all kind of resolved. She was back making the program by the end of that month.
The show was back within 10 days.
Yeah,
yeah. They didn't speak about it.
They
but it
calmed
was back
her
on
down
10 days later. Same presenting lineup.
Yeah,
and they come.
They just spoke to her. I don't know who, whether it was like someone from the Home Office or whatever, but or from I mean, it was probably Special Branch or something like that. Apparently, they just spoke to her and they convinced her to just drop all her plans to like sort of set up almost like a separate, independent state within a state, and just concentrate on making kids' TV.
I mean, I don't know, but the rumor is that everyone there was hypnotized. And or brainwashed, if you like, but hypnotised into not even realising what they'd done, and they
a lot of them don't remember.
Carried on, yeah. It just wasn't even a thing as far as they were concerned.
It was proof of the best, times,
I think. I don't approve massively of hypnosis.
Mass hypnosis, not of a whole television crew production team.
No, but I think in that case, for continuity, it's what they had to do, and. Yeah, it's for the best.
Things were heading that way with News Thing for a while. But it wasn't me doing the hypnotising. There was other powers at play there. And that's why we had to get out.
Yeah, you've got to be careful what you say, I think, with that, don't you? Because a lot of those people are still
at
active.
Large. Active, yeah.
Yeah. So Billy Baxter had spotted John Noakes in he was playing Willie Mossop in Hobson's Choice. Did you do Hobson's Choice at school?
No.
Did you read Hobson's Choice? No. Oh, he did. And we got to watch the film as well. It's brilliant. So he was playing Willie Mossop, which is a good character. He's a very simpering man, downtrodden. And he joined Blue Peter 30th of December 1965, just before the turn of the new year. Then Peter Purves turned up in 67 to replace Christopher Trace. And it was Val, John and Pete till 72. Valerie Single then left. Leslie Judd joined the team.
Okay.
Now we've got history with Leslie Judd.
Yeah, my family connection, yeah. My father lost her on a horse once.
Leslie Judd on horseback once.
Runaway Judd. We've lost Leslie Judd! Do you remember the bit where the producer was
Scout
crying?
The woods.
He was crying, and my dad went, "What are you crying for?" He went, "Oh, I won't. I'll lose my job over this. You can't lose Leslie Judd. Don't be ridiculous. We'll find her and we'll cover the whole thing up. We'll hypnotise her."
You did remember to fit the tracking device onto her, didn't you?
I thought Biddy Baxter chipped them all the moment they got on board.
Hey, here's a little life logistics. I've just been watching BBC One's regularly excellent morning live show with Gethin Jones and a rotating crew of female presenters.
Right.
Gethin's girls, I call them.
I've never seen the show, but I'm now imagining it starts like a musical and he comes out in a 70s style sort of like taupe tuxedo. Mm. And all these dancing girls sort of gather around him and they do a routine.
They're all high-kicking and they've got feathers on and all that. Yeah.
Hello and welcome the one. To Gethin's World. And here they are, the wonderful Gethin's girls.
And he chooses the one he wants to co-present with him that morning.
It could be Sam Quick. Selects one.
It could be Kimberly from Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I tell you what, Gethin can. I mean, back in the day, probably still now, he could pick who he wanted. He was one of the most fancied geezers going.
Yeah, Gethin was Blue Peter as well, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Originally, yeah.
And who was the other Welsh punk who was around similar time to him? They looked quite similar, Steve something. And I'm pretty sure
Steve Jones.
No, not him. Although he was a hunk in his day, in his own way.
Fucking hell.
He was on whatever the Channel 4 thing was called, and in the noughties, not that long ago, and he was really hunky.
Who was this?
Interviewed Pamela Anderson, and the rumour was he interviewed her and he charmed her so much that in the end they went off and had it off after the interview.
Who's this about?
He was like the male Paula Yates in that sense.
Is this the Welsh guy?
The Welsh
Steve
guy,
something.
Steve, yeah. Steve the
Steve
Welshman.
Jones he was called, wasn't he?
He was called Steve Jones, was he?
He was the other Steve Jones, yeah.
The other Steve Jones. I bet my Steve Jones was fuming over this.
Yeah, he should have trademarked his name, shouldn't he?
Fucking should. And by the way, it wasn't even his real name. That must have made it even more frustrating.
Yeah.
I think he changed his name to Steve Jones because can't remember what his real name is, but his real name, another broadcaster had it, so we thought, I'll change my name to Steve. And then some other Steve Jones comes along, doesn't have the decency to change his name. For fuck's sake, you know, observe the showbiz rules, guys.
Steve Jones now does Formula One on Channel 4.
Yeah.
But he did. He had a romance with Pamela Anderson. It's well documented, apparently.
Legend.
It's not a rumour. It was the real deal. Good for him. Well done, mate. It's a picture of them on T4. She's wearing it looks like just a pink bra, and he's got his shirt off.
And
then, then they're doing some kissing. Fucking hell!
He's like the best TV presenter ever. He's like, "Do you know what? I'm bored of these questions. You fancy a quick snog, love?" And she's like, "Yeah, sure."
Whoa.
Come on then. Come on,
human
sit on Steve's lap. Fucking hell! What a man. He's turned up at T4, interviewed Pamela Anderson, taking his top off and got off with her.
Well, there's a phrase in this part of the world which is Shy Burns getting out. And, you know, he's just lived that out loud. He's gone for it.
Yeah.
Got Pamela Anderson coming in Saturday. I'm going to have a go.
I'm going to have a go. Why not?
To lose, you know?
Don't ask, you don't get.
Exactly.
Fucking legend.
Fucking great.
Him and Gethin.
That's a history box episode, that.
Who are the other Gethin Jones girls apart from Kimberly Gethin from Jones Girls Aloud?
Well, I'll say there's Kimberly from Girls Aloud, Sam Queck.
Who's that? I don't know that.
She's on Question of Sport quite a lot. I don't know if she's one of the captains now or not, but she's a sports presenter. And, oh, God, who else have we got on? What's her name? What's her name out of Hearsay, who then was in Coronation Street?
Oh, yeah, Kim Walsh.
Kimberly. Kim Marsh,
that's it. We used to have
Kim
her
Marsh,
in there.
She's done well for herself over the years. She had a very varied career.
I was at Celebrities 50th once, and Kim Marsh came out and sung Hey Big Spender. It was a private party, and she came out and sung Hey Big Spender to the birthday boy, right? Mm. And it was one of the most sexy things I've ever seen in my life.
She's very sexy, Kim Marsh.
She did a sexy rendition of Hey Big Spender in which she was like sitting on the birthday boy's knee, and man. Fucking I almost had to go home. It was one of those ones. It was a bit like in a Carry On film with Sid James and Hattie Jakes, because I was there with my missus and I kept going and she was going, keep your bloody eyes to yourself. It was all that sort of thing. Why don't you calm yourself down? Here, I'll have a cold drink. You'll get one over your head in a minute.
I can't watch this. I've got the ladies.
This is disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Oh, and she's only having a bit of fun.
It's his birthday. It's a big one.
It's his birthday after all. Sid Boggle. A lot of Sid Boggle style banter.
Oh, God. Oh, I'd love to have seen that.
Footage didn't exist.
Gethin Jones, anyway, I was watching it this morning. And that fella who does the Watchdog, Matt Allwright, and he does Watchdog, and he used to do that thing where he would track down rogue builders. It was called Rogue Traders, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He'd shout at them and then ride off on his motorbike.
grass.
Just some fellas just trying to earn honest day's living. Grassing them up on the telly for being shit. He's on there sometimes, and he was saying, talking about lost luggage. If you lose your luggage on holiday, you're fucked, basically, but what to do? He says, get one of those geo tags. You know, those Apple ID tags, whatever they're called, but you can get them through different companies as well. And put one of them in each of your suitcases. They're what stalkers use to track their women, you know, to see where they're at and what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And put one of them in each of your suitcases, so if it goes missing, you can tell the airlines where your suitcase is.
Yeah,
so I just bought a pair.
I'm going to stick just them onto one of Cookie's collar, because she keeps fucking off all the time.
Yeah, good idea.
So I'm going to attach one to her collar.
Yeah, so that you can get two for $28.99 at the minute on Amazon. So I thought that was pretty reasonable. So there he is. He's doing it. He's tip tapping away.
Yeah, tip tap. Amazon purchase
on his live Amazon purchase here on Top Flight Time Machine. The ones I'm looking for at UVOS, ATUVOS, Sam.
Okay.
Bluetooth finder, 2-pack. £29 for a pair. And they work with Apple's...
£29 for a pair.
They work with Apple's Find My service, so even though they're not made by Apple, they'll work on you on an Apple phone. I imagine they'll work on Android as well. Have you purchased a pair?
No, because I've actually tried to find Sid Boggle quotes now.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
There's some Sid Boggle quotes in the cinema at the beginning, but I can't fucking find them anywhere. Oh well.
Was he Sid Boggle in Carry On Girls? Because that's my favourite one.
He was often Sid Boggle. He was also, I think, he was Vic Flange in some as
Vic
well.
Vic Flange. He was Sid Boggle in Carry On Camping. We knew that.
Yeah.
Carry on. 15 great Sid James wisecracks. Tom Manerton in the Telegraph behind a pier wall. I'll just use the 12-foot ladder website. Get around the pier wall. Pier walls are usually good, though, I think, if it's like a podcast.
Don't tell people about how to get around paywalls.
Once talk peace with a Sioux, but you can't trust them. 1 minute it was peace on, the next, peace off. St. James as the Rumpo Kid there in Carry On Cowboy.
Yeah, they were struggling by that point. In Carry On Camping, Mrs. Fussy, who I think is the mum of Joan Sims, who doesn't approve of Joan Sims going camping with Sid.
Yeah.
Joan may think you're a gentleman, but personally, I've got sore misgivings. Sid Boggle. You ought to put some talcum powder on him.
Yeah, anyway, where are we? We've kind of lost track of everything, so we'll end the episode there. We're just working our way into John Noakes' life. And
a great life. A life of purpose, a life of meaning, yeah.
All right, we'll be back next week with part two. Thank you very much and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.